talk about your decision, sir, to resign from the House.
Felt it was kind of the appropriate thing to do, as I've been sitting there tonight, and just felt like the hour is late, and obviously there's some things that have been happening, and just kind of coming to the consideration of what all of this means, and I just felt like it was the appropriate moment to do it. So I've put everybody through a whole bunch. I think it's, you know, as far as across the state, my own family, the constituents, and, you know, the people in this room. So I think it's time to, you know, make that decision, and I felt it was the appropriate moment to take that step. So that's what led to it.
You said earlier today that you weren't considering resigning, or, well, I guess it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
What changed?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you go 14 or 15 hours later, three votes. They'll be doing their third vote. They would have been doing their third vote for expulsion, I think. I felt like that they were just going to go until they got their answer, which you can read into that whatever you want. But, you know, I think that obviously says something. So I think that really, you know, whether it was the third vote or the fourth vote or the fifth vote, they were going to eventually get the number of Democrat votes that they needed. So
were you afraid that they were going to try and push for some type of provision where the state police would have gotten everything, or the attorney general would have gotten anything? This would have become officially more a criminal affair.
No, it's all public. I assume the attorney general and the state police are already looking at all of those details. So, you know, it's an unfortunate chapter where we're at. You know, obviously for the state house and for the state and for the legislature, for my own family, and it's time to turn a page and take a step forward and go in a different direction. And obviously heal some stuff in my own house, and this house can, in this body, can heal a little bit more as well. I think it's time for that to all happen. So
15 hours or so today, what has this been like for you?
Well, it's been hell. Yeah, I mean, it's not just 15 hours, it's been you know, weeks, obviously just over 4 weeks since the story broke, and really it's been with us for probably 4 months as far as a family. So so it's obviously a lot of difficulty in regards to all of that. So it's just time to take that step.
What
so.
Next?
Oh, go and get my truck and, you know, go find a spot to sleep probably for the night, I think is how that works. And then wake up in the morning, and sun will still come up in the morning, and we'll go on from there.
Do you think Representative Gamrat should resign as well?
She has to make her own decision. You know, her step is her step. So I think that's the way that happens. So, you know, I wish her well, and I'm sorry for the trouble I've caused her and her family. So,
what do you say to constituents in your district right now?
I love the constituents of my district, even the ones that hate me. So, you know, so I'll be connecting with them one after another, one on one, and obviously in groups, and continuing to obviously heal those steps as we can.
Do you anticipate ever running for office?
Oh, tonight I'm not anticipating anything really. That's not my step. So,
were you hoping to say anything to the chamber before you left?
I was, but that didn't happen. So.
Were they not gonna let you?
What's that?
Did they not let you?
They didn't. Yeah, they said the formal way to do it is not through speaking; it is through written. So. So I just took that step with them. So,
is it fair to say you saw the writing on the wall, though? I mean, the leaders went back, and it appeared that the Democrats were going to peel off, and we're going to vote to expel you.
Well, I don't know. They'd gone back at least five times, so
yeah,
I think
it
they were.
Like this time, they were serious.
I don't know. I mean, I felt that, you know, it was really just the right moment to do it. Probably is long past doing it, but it was obviously it's the time where it happened. So. So, any other? I know you folks are all tired too, so I'm sure. So, anything else in regards to that?
Do you feel like this is the just result?
I think the process was rushed. I think there are some other issues related to, you know, the connection into the leadership. I think that should have been really fleshed out with a subpoena. I think that really could have made, you know, there could have been some steps taken there, I think, to really kind of understand the staffers' involvement and what was actually going on and all of that. But that's all, you know, it's all obviously pass, somebody else will deal with that. If they want to take that any further, they will. And, you know, obviously just turn the corner where we have to.
So. Are you confident that the blackmailer will be revealed here at some point?
I don't know. Police? I don't know. I don't know what will happen.
Will you press charges if you find out, if the state police find out something?
I have no idea. You know, I just turned over the information to them and allowed them to take the step they need to take and kind of went from there. So. Anything else?
Thank you.
I think you need to shave too. My goodness.
You shave.